Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County. The Brian Rust Morning Show. Melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the show. Good morning, and thanks so much for waking up with us. The municipal election. It is the next big election that we got going on, and it is kind of big this time around. There is a lot of candidates and a lot of seats that are up for election or re-election, and we're getting things kicked off on Valentine's Day of all days, and I decided, you know, what better way to do that than allow the ladies to start it off, and I want to welcome to the show Michelle Miller. You are running for the Mexico City or Mexico Beach mayor seat. I've been getting that screwed up the past day. I'm so messed up today. It's ridiculous. But anyhow, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this a little bit. First off, I want you to tell everybody who you are and why you're running for mayor of Mexico Beach.
Well, I'm Michelle Miller, and I have lived in Mexico Beach since 2015. But of course, decades before that, we were visiting. Loved the beach, and We, of course, our house, like everybody else's, or a lot of people's houses, was destroyed in Hurricane Michael, and we have come back so well, and we're looking great. And you know, I really think that, you know, I ran for council last year, didn't get it, and I was like, you know, there's a reason for everything,
right?
And I was like, so this is my reason, and I really feel strongly about running for mayor. Because I feel like we need to sustain our environment. We need to maintain what we have and build on that, as well as, you know, I think we need the appropriate approach to all this. And it's going to make us resilient even more than we already are. And we're going to target the things we need to target to make it right.
Sounds like a good plan. So what type of things are you looking to do? Because really, we're looking at Mexico City Beach, or Mexico Beach is really kind of a new town, new village, you know, from what it used to be, you know, because it's sad to say this, but it's a clean slate. Yeah. You know, I mean, there was so much destruction, so much damage. And yet, you know, the residents of the town, you know, are resilient. I mean, it's a Floridian thing, whether you're from here or not. If you live here long enough, it's like something that gets injected into you. You're resilient. So what type of things do you want to see going forward with Mexico Beach?
Well, my vision for our city is to, you know, remain that small town, feel city that we all feel in love with.
Right.
And, you know, we're growing because we went from a three square mile beach to 4 square mile beach, and they're building a lot. And I think we need to plan for that build. There's a lot we need to do to plan for that build. And, you know, I think we need to respect our environment while we're doing that.
Yeah.
And that's very important, a lot going on with our environment. And, you know, I know we're going to face challenges with this growth. But, you know, I have a plan. I have a smart plan for that. And I'm going to work really closely with the other members of the council. I mean, we'll be a team. And it takes a team. It's just like it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a team to really do what's right for our city.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the highlights of your plan that you have to bring this? Because obviously you have this mindset of it being what it's been. You know, you don't want to see the big high rises and the craziness. You want it to have that still, that charm. How do you do that? By staying small, staying Mexico Beach, yet still growing without growing too much, that's a challenge.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah.
It's
because there's even laws that say, you know, hey, you can't tell people no. So it's like, how do you go down this road?
Well, you know, we have a comp plan. We have a comprehensive plan of what we want to be. This was written a long time ago, then it was renewed. I think it was in 2019 after the hurricane, exactly what we want to look like. And we want to be that small village.
Right.
You know, we want to keep that front for us. In order to really do that, we have to be forethinking. And we have to think about what it's going to do to our community, anything that comes before us. And then we fall back on our comp plan. Because if we don't look at that comp plan and we just let our LDC run things, which is the land development code.
Right.
And we let that just run things, then we're not going to be what our comp plan says. Mm-hmm. So you can say no as long as you follow in your comp plan. And the comp plan is based on what we want, and it's approved by Florida
State.
So why aren't we using that in a little bit better way? And that's what I think we need to do in order to maintain that.
All right. Sounds good. So what do you think is the biggest challenges for Mexico Beach right now and going forward?
Well, our biggest challenge...
Let me pull out the book. Hang on.
Yeah. I think right now we need to reevaluate our budget mm-hmm. and our spending, which is going to help us be able to prepare for that future, things that may come up budget-wise. We need to really look at our infrastructure, make sure that we are ready for that big plan as we grow. And then, you know, there's going to be other challenges that come up. And I know meeting those challenges are going to, again, take that team approach to mm-hmm. to getting that done.
Yeah. What about, what's some of your thoughts about, you know, working with the county and the county helping you guys out too? Because it's like Mexico Beach has always been, it's like, oh my God, I forgot that Mexico Beach is part of Bay County. And, yeah. it makes you wonder if Bay County remembers that too, that you guys are still part of the county, because you're out there and you're that far edge fringe of the county. You know, what are some of your thoughts about working with the county?
We've worked with the county all along, mm-hmm. you know. They've been there. They've come to bat for us. We've got even, I don't know where it's at in the process right now, but we even got some funds that are going to help us improve our park mm-hmm. in Mexico Beach. So, yeah, you know, it takes a village. It takes a team. You know, they're part of that team.
Right. Excellent. So what are some of the things that people are talking to you about when you talk to the people about how they want to see the county or the town? Is it kind of a uniform? Everybody kind of is on the same page with things?
Yeah. You know, I haven't gotten out and hit the streets yet and did my one-on-ones with my constituents, but I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've heard so far, we're all on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time to move forward. It's time to be planning a little bit better than we've planned in the past. And, we had that blank slate, as you said,
yeah.
And what's still there for us to do and develop and make right and make better, I think we can work with it as a team. And I am the kind of leader I am is the, you know, I want input.
Right.
I'm going to listen to our people. We're going to, you know, the people own, you know, they hire us. As council and mayor, we're hired by them, and we need to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we've got really smart people. Last year, I said I ran for council. I got out and hit the streets. I talked to so many people, and there's so many smart people there.
Yeah.
It's time to listen.
So what about tourism? Because obviously there's a hint of tourism that happens down there. Nothing compared to Panama City Beach. You guys, that would overwhelm you guys if you ever had what Panama City Beach does. But what are some of your thoughts on the tourism for Mexico Beach?
Well, I don't care whether you live there, you work there, or you play there. You have a say in what's going on. Now, I really believe that our tourism is building. It's getting a lot larger. We've been on the news a lot in the mm-hmm. past couple of years.
Yeah.
And they found us. You know, they used to call us the Forgotten Coast, but they found us for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what I like about the tourism? Everybody's so nice because they're on vacation.
Yeah.
How can you not be nice when you're on vacation?
Especially when you're seeing that beautiful area down
exactly.
there as well. So with speaking of development and growing forward, I mean, obviously there's only so much that Mexico Beach can grow because there's only so much Mexico Beach.
Exactly.
But on the flip side of you guys, on the other side, you got Port St. Joe that, man, they have got some plans that are, they're going to explode. They're going to be the next 30A within, you know, too long. So what are some of your thoughts of the challenge of being stuck in between, you know, Tyndall Air Force Base, which obviously is also going to be exploding, not in the way that it did during the hurricane, and being caught between them and you know, Port St. Joe, and still trying to keep what you guys are, because that'll be a little bit of a challenge, because you guys will have an increase in traffic.
Yes, I was going to say our traffic will increase. I've already noticed in the past even 6 months that mm-hmm. our traffic has increased, and it's going to be a challenge. It is. Now, how the team handles it, I pretty much think we're probably going to at least end up with our first traffic light at some point.
That's right. You guys don't have a traffic light in that
we
town.
Don't.
Oh, my God. That's almost kind of cool to not have a traffic light.
It is, and that's why I think we need to really plan for this growth.
Yeah, that you do, because that way you don't end up being like a Destin where there's just too much traffic, can't handle it, and everything kind of goes wonky. We're talking with Michelle Miller. You are running for the Mexico Beach mayor seat. That election is obviously on April 18th. You're going to be getting out on the streets and talking with the people. But if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you to find out more about you?
Well, I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
I also have a website. And you know what? I welcome phone calls. I'll be giving out my pamphlets with phone, you know, their phone numbers on them. They can always call me. And they can email me at mmichelle87@icloud.com.
All right. Excellent. So one last thing before we go. Why should people vote for you to be the mayor of Mexico Beach?
I really feel like that I have the leadership style that we need, and I'm resilient.
Excellent. Michelle Miller, thank you so much for coming in and talking about your campaign. You are the first, and you know, the fact that you are somebody that that is willing to be communicated with and open with communications, I like that, because there's some politicians that seem to not want to do that. So best of luck on your campaign, and hope everything works out for you.
Thank you, Brian.